Hi, hola. Did you know that you can listen to all my Spanish audiobooks for free on YouTube, Spotify, and more? To get the links, go to kerapido.com/listen, or simply tap the link in the episode description. You can listen to my free Spanish audiobooks wherever you are.
Today we're going to hear a conversation, some vocabulary flashcards, when to use yo and tú, and how to pronounce the letter Q.
Hi, welcome to Speak Spanish with Maria Fernandez. I'm Maria Fernandez, and this podcast is brought to you by my Spanish learning website, kerapido.com. At kerapido.com, you can see the free transcript of this lesson. To get it, tap the link in the episode description on your mobile device.
Today's episode is a lesson from my Spanish audio course. It brings you a conversation at a restaurant, vocabulary drills, a bit of grammar, and pronunciation practice. Let's listen to lesson 15 from my Spanish audio course.
Lesson 15. In this lesson, we're going to hear another dialogue at the restaurant. We're going to practice the new words with the audio flashcards. We're going to learn when to use yo and tú. And finally, we're going to practice saying the letter Q. Dialogue. We're going to hear this lesson's dialogue twice.
¿Tienen algún plato vegetariano?
Sí, tenemos tortillas y espaguetis.
Pues vamos a tomar mariscos con mayonesa y salmón con patatas, y ensalada y una tortilla francesa con arroz. ¿Tienen algún plato vegetariano?
Sí, tenemos tortillas y espaguetis.
Pues vamos a tomar mariscos con mayonesa y salmón con patatas, y ensalada y una tortilla francesa con arroz.
And here is the dialogue with its translation.
¿Tienen algún plato vegetariano?
Do you have any vegetarian dishes?
Sí, tenemos tortillas y espaguetis.
Yes, we have omelets and spaghetti.
Pues vamos a tomar mariscos con mayonesa y salmón con patatas.
Then we are going to have shellfish with mayonnaise and salmon with potatoes.
Y ensalada y una tortilla francesa con arroz.
And salad and a French omelette with rice. Vocabulary audio flashcards. Now we are going to hear 11 words and phrases that came up in the dialogue together with their translation. Algún, any, some. El plato, the dish, plate. Vegetariano, vegetarian. La tortilla, the omelette. Los espaguetis, the spaghetti. Pues, then. Vamos, we go, we are going. La mayonesa, the mayonnaise. El salmón, the salmon. Francesa, French. El arroz, the rice. Let's now practice saying those words. I'll say them in English. Can you say them to me in Spanish? French. Francesa. The salmon. El salmón. The mayonnaise. La mayonesa. The spaghetti. Los espaguetis. The rice. El arroz. The dish, plate. El plato. Then. Pues. Vegetarian. Vegetariano.
The omelette. La tortilla. Any? Some? Algún. We go. We are going. Vamos. Now that we are familiar with the new words, let's hear the dialogue once more. Can you repeat each line after the native speakers?
¿Tienen algún plato vegetariano?
Sí, tenemos tortillas y espaguetis.
Pues vamos a tomar mariscos con mayonesa y salmón con patatas. Y ensalada y una tortilla francesa con arroz.
Spanish grammar. In this lesson, we're going to learn when to use yo and tú. This is what the subject words I and you sound like in Spanish. Yo, I, tú, you, singular. The words yo and tú are often dropped in Spanish. Here are two sentences from the dialogues where these two subject words are not said. Quiero una habitación doble. I want a double room. ¿Qué tal estás? How are you? The reason why the subject words yo and tú can often be dropped in Spanish is because the verb forms already tell us who the subject is. For example, soy, I am, soy americano, I'm American. So when do you actually use yo and tú? If you want to emphasize that it's I or you who's doing the action and not someone else, you do so by using the words yo and tú. It's the equivalent of using the word myself or yourself in English, or emphasizing the words I or you when you speak. Here are two examples. Pedro es mexicano, pero yo soy americano. Peter is Mexican, but I myself am American. Juan tiene una radio. ¿Cuántas tienes tú? John has one radio. How many do you have? And here are five examples where yo and tú are not used. ¿De dónde eres? Where are you from? Estás en la playa. You're on the beach. ¿Puedo ver su pasaporte? May I see your passport? ¿En qué hotel estás? Which hotel are you in? Tengo dos maletas. I have two suitcases. To practice what we've learned, I'm going to say 10 sentences in English. Can you say them to me in Spanish? I'm on the beach. Estoy en la playa. Where are you? ¿Dónde estás? I'm on the beach. Where are you? Estoy en la playa. ¿Dónde estás tú? I'm from Mexico. Soy de México. Where are you from? ¿De dónde eres? I'm from Mexico. Where are you from? Soy de México. ¿De dónde eres tú? I have a television. Tengo una televisión. How many televisions do you have?
¿Cuántas televisiones tienes?
I have a television. How many do you have?
Tengo una televisión. ¿Cuántas tienes tú?
I'm American and I have a cafeteria in New York.
Soy americano y tengo una cafetería en Nueva York.
Spanish pronunciation.
In this lesson, we are going to learn about the letter Q. This is what the Spanish Q sounds like when said by a native speaker. Please repeat after me.
¿Qué?
¿Qui?
The Spanish Q is always followed by a silent U. Pronouncing the U will make words difficult to understand. The clusters QUE and QUI sound identical to KE and KI. The clusters QUA and QUO don't exist in Spanish words. The Q in QUE and QUI sounds identical to the C in CA, CO, and CU. Listen to these five Spanish words, which look very similar in English, but don't sound the same.
Parque, mosquito, equivalente, adquirir, Quijote.
Let's now practice saying these five words. Repeat them after me.
Parque, mosquito, equivalente, adquirir, Quijote.
And here are four words with the letter Q from this course's dialogues. Repeat after me.
¿Qué? ¿Quieren? ¿Aquí? ¿Equipaje?
To sum up, let's hear the dialogue one last time.
¿Tienen algún plato vegetariano?
Sí, tenemos tortillas y espaguetis.
Pues vamos a tomar mariscos con mayonesa y salmón con patatas, y ensalada y una tortilla francesa con arroz.
To get plenty of Spanish speaking practice and to master the Spanish verbs super fast, play my free audiobooks. I have a Spanish for Beginners course, a Sherlock Holmes story in Spanish, and a series of 1 hour verb practice audiobooks, among others. You can listen to them on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, Tidal, Amazon, and more. To get the links, go to my website, kerapido.com. That's kerapido.com, kerapido.com. Or simply tap the link in the episode description on your mobile device.